Dilettante Periphery is in the Dilettante Cafe's branding guide. It sounds like something that they would use as a way for their design their cafes. There's a Dilettante in the SeaPac Airport that I want to go to get mochas. Nadine Myerson's, are you ready to read?
Yeah,
right. I don't know if this is. Everybody's ready to hear you. I don't know if this is. This is. I feel like your bio underserves you or underrepresents you.
You should write me a new one.
I will.
Why don't you just do a new one?
You know I like to be served by you, girl.
There are some good things in this though. In that she, the first line I guess, is a poet's poet, and the leaves of the empire of the sentence. Is an extremely oppressive totalitarian regime. And she's part of SLAB, and she and I worked on SLAB Presents for a little bit. I'm not sure if you're still doing that, but.
I'm not sure either.
Okay. and I've always been impressed with her work, both as an advocate for all of the voices in the area, as well as the voices that have existed within that oppressive regime of the sentence. You kind of cover all of the bases. You're an every person's poet. The poet's poet. But she's also associated with UW, and you have your doctorate, correct?
I do, yeah.
Yes, so congratulations on that. And yeah, that's it. Welcome, Nadine Myers.
Some are very, very old. You're like shuffling through some poems, you're like, oh, forgot about that poem. It's so long ago. This one I think is actually somewhere in between. It's called The Difficult Tea Drinkers. I call the daisies and the marigolds and the poppies, but the crocuses get angry. And the nerves and the sense of nerves and the difficult tea drinkers were found among the dangerous. And the sad and the between sleep. I found I counted the shame, the dusk, the painting, and the seagull breaking surf, and sad and nomadic, and hemetic, the emetic, and the ever after static, the call, the late, the bloom, and the dropping in all the states of sleep near the beach. The crops, the fences, and the tongue counted dangerous and sad together, and sense and sleep, and stop and prop, and old and gull, and everyone looked at each other. And shame, and sad, and diffident, or even breaking all the nerves of internal dust. Enough! This poem is really new. I don't even have a title for it. So if you have any ideas, do not email me. I like the rugged, and the wild dampened mosses, and I like their earth-sweetened water collecting in the spongy curls of green. I like the evergreen color cast on clear flowing rivers, and I like them reflecting that jade light green, and I like the smooth rocks licked by that jade light green. I also like the rivers that must have been gargantuan millennia ago, and I like the fish of then and now fighting the gravity of rivers and rocks and volcanoes. And I like to know that they reach their spawning beds of rock and pebble then and now. I like the rugged wild rivers and how they carve the rock and make the swampiest places. And I like the frogs that find the swampiest of places. And I like the flying squirrels that seem to prefer the rain shadow of the rainforest. And I like the way that the sun penetrates the skyscraping trees that I like so much. And then there are the monarchs that find a short season here and drink from the murky jade-like puddles of rivers and rain. And I like stretching towards the penetrating rays of sun, lighting up the mountainside, and warming the wings of monarchs on their multi-generational migration down the rugged coastline I like so much. And I like the bears that swiftly lumber up and across the steep sides of the mountains. I like so much to think of bears deftly plucking berries from prickly bushes, and I like the eagles that fly over them and prefer the treetops and the alpines that I like so much to climb up to. And I like to see from above the tree line and above the clouds, where I like to look down at all of the man-made stuff I've been made to like too. This poem is called Radio Messages. For a long time, I had this true detest for the article, just the article, the poor innocent article of the English language, because it's this linchpin of the English sentence. Like, you can't really have syntax and the English sentence without these insignificant seeming words like articles and conjunctions. So there was a time when I became really obsessed with them, especially when I was working with a lot of international students, Korean students in particular, who were like, what's the point of articles? You get what I'm saying, right? And I'm like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, articles are almost like this excess of language from way back. Like, they're really not necessary. And they're also just kind of annoying. So then I decided to write some poems in an attempt to just exhaust the article. I don't know that it's exhaustible. Radio messages, the decanting, the scandal, the science, the 16 convex lenses, the spring at hand, the consuming, the leather and the brass, the similar way she wore, the lasso, the leather, and the brass, clasping the flesh of the lover and the transcendence from the stricken one by one. They enter, yes, and the oni and the abduction, and the terrible lances she wore, the fallen and the fair one, and the wriggling and the descending, were to settle the chatter of the people in the village, in the middle of the glass-stricken world, the love and the obedience, or the scandal. I was also reading a lot of Michel Foucault at the time. He's just kind of very dark. This is called, I Led Furious the Finches in Their Drinking Games. I rarely have a title of poem the same as the first line, but apparently I just couldn't escape this one. I led furiously the finches and their drinking games. It seemed that the geese would not stop ever, and the moon intended for the night to go on, and that the daisies would till tomorrow be drinking the edge of plurals of dawn is coming, and it seemed to be this place of talking to verbs and trees and in nests, and to the ghosts of palimpsests, and it seemed that these geese would not stop ever, intending for the night to go on, and that the finches would not ever stop their playing games, and geese, and finches, and geese, and finches, and geese, and finches. So instead I'll read this one. How to treat a real city like a cigar box. Are you guys familiar with the artist Joseph Cornell that works with cigar boxes, right? Like, poets love Joseph Cornell. And I'm probably one of those academics who helped facilitate that problem, right? I'm like, you guys, poets love Joseph Cornell, check this out, I love them, right? All my students for decades. Okay. Now here I am. When I think about it, under the moonless, lackluster night bringing light to light, a murderously pink morning, the tranquil summer stench, except me and all the history hewing. There's no coming and going. I'd know that ghost anywhere. The lonely streets of everywhere. They're there, all matching outfit in the city, exuberantly walking behind so grand avenues. And these days go women. These days. Women go to the parlor to melt over I'm so under the glass exotic, it's not even funny. Yet you still make me so hominem sick. So I used to be more like an iris, clear like a butterfly unfolding. Mutable, unfolding you. The ways you out in the streets used to carry yourself is how I go to the city to remember myself. So perfect lighting, sick. So Christopher Street without the moon, less elementary in the park, just more without you. You're so blizzard glow, so alabaster fever. You say, I'm so Pequod tired. And I say, I'm so Ahab mayhem. Modified by breathless adverbs, hopelessly, restlessly, incandescently, and morphologically, a proverbial butterfly inside her. Now I know for sure, you're born to create the weather patterns. And the blooming inside me is unlike butterflies and heat, and it's unlike supine and abject, and how inside of her feels, if there was such a thing as good or bad, oh, I don't know, everything beautiful, so like the Monterey coast, is rocky, lost in fog, turbulent, impulsively full of thoughtless pulsing, the tides. You must have died hundreds of times to write like this then or that. Forgot that I got the title for Ahab Mayhem, which is in the Make It True anthology, from that poem, which I got that title from another poem in the same series. So I'm just gonna read this one last poem if I brought it. It's apparently around outside the door. Right out the door. There you are. I like to talk a lot of shit about reading fiction, but when I look back at what I've read a ton of fiction, which might be why I don't want to read it anymore, and why I feel so truly oppressed by sentences. also because I teach writers, right? Like I teach people who are like trying to learn how to write and they're always oppressed by sentences. So I'm like empathizing and feeling their oppression. They're like, God, sentences are like really hard. And you're like, yeah, they are. That's why it's like 14 years into it and you still can't figure out how to write a sentence, right? One of the things that, one of the biggest nightmares about English is that the exceptions are far greater than the actual like things that you can count on, right? So when you look at verbs, there's like this enormous list of irregular verbs and this very small list of regular verbs. And you're like, oh, this is why you have such a hard time with verbs, right? And you're like a native English speaker, you've been doing this your entire life, this is why you have a hard time with verbs. Because there's so many irregular verbs in the English language because English spent like centuries getting plundered by everybody else, right? So we have this really weird language. But I do like to read sentences sometimes. Usually really heady ones too. This is from my brief affair with Dante. To lovers lost and found, from lovers caught in quarrels. The exploratory evenings got us here. Deathbed from the details of a book. Like Paolo and Francesca, the smell of breadfruit, the smell of addiction, the smell of smelling smells, where the gases of space make your face out of an empire of stars, and I feel like Dante seeing Beatrice in Paradiso. Bored, glorious, I feel the end, completely disillusioned. Thank you.